All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We have a candid conversation today with Mary Bartito. Welcome, Mary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome back, I should say. I mean, she does a lot of these candid conversations okay. with me, and she does a great job. And we just want more of Mary.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And today we are talking about how to give a shout out to our younger selves. So the title for today is A Shout Out to Our Younger Selves. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about that in conjunction with the Plan to Recover mini journal. And a lot of people have decided to do a 90-day challenge. And that means that they have purchased their journal and they're working their first 90 days. As we know, this is a 90-day journal in an attempt to really notice and automate new healthy habits. Mm-hmm. So identifying things we want to engage in more often, so maybe some healthier habits, and then also identifying some things along the way that might be keeping us from meeting those goals, and some things we might want to disengage with. Yeah. So like that's what we're doing for this 90 days. So why then would we be talking about a shout out to our younger selves? And the answer to that is because it's not just a journal for automation and implementation of new healthy habits and goals. It's about self-discovery. This is a mini journal for recovery, long-lasting, sustainable recovery, and in that process, self-discovery. So in our daily check-ins, when we were doing prompts, last week we talked about getting off the struggle bus. So we talked about the daily prompt where we're really identifying our struggles. We also talked about how triggers play into the struggle and how we identify that. And then you move into a place on the daily check-in where we're talking about self-compassion. So how do we give ourselves compassion for that? I like to bring in, before we move into forecasting, the importance of honoring your inner child, because your inner child's going to show up a lot in this process. And so if I don't give a shout out to my inner child, if I don't invite you to give a shout out to your inner child, you're going to struggle with self-compassion. You're going to struggle with that process of self-discovery and really like learning to love and honor where you've been so you can know where you're going. Mm-hmm. So what does that bring up for you, Mary, that honoring your younger self?
I think two things like come up for me, like honoring, like just where I'm at in my life. You know, I think back of where like teenage years as a child, you know, middle schooler, like, I don't think I would have like seen myself coming, like being this full functioning adult, achieving the goals. You know, I think, you know, as a kid, you're thinking what an adult looks like. So now actually living it, you know, it kind of makes me think of this post that I saw, like it was like notes to younger self. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, you've kept us safe for so long. I've got this now. Mm-hmm. And that resonated because it's like, yeah, I'm taking this on for us. I got this. Mm-hmm. And in doing that too, is the second thing I think of just feeling the passions and the interest of what I liked as a kid, you know, or even now, like now that I've got adult money, I can do these things. Mm-hmm. of like, like wearing the clothes I want, styling my hair the way I want, you know, buying the things that I like as a kid that some people may think, oh, it's so childish, but it's like, no, this is what I like and it feels
I
good, you
love
know.
it. I love it. I love coming into that space of like autonomy where it's like my life. My life. It gets to be the way I want it. And, you know, we do a lot of work. I do a lot of work, whether I'm using EMDR or just working on childhood trauma. We do look at honoring that younger self that tends to still show up and releasing them of their old burdens. So that is that process of, I've got this now. But that is a process because a lot of adults in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s, they still don't feel like I got this now. And their inner child is still sometimes running the show. Okay. And first, we want to really like honor that younger self and all the parts of ourself, especially the ones who really have burdens that they're still carrying. And so, as you're engaging in your journal and you're looking at the struggles and you're noticing the triggers and the stimuli and really honoring what your needs are to be able to heal from that, you offer self-compassion to that little person or parts inside of you that still are not ready to let that go. Okay, there is a reason that there is stuckness around that. So when we say a struggle in our adult lives, there's usually stuckness in that younger part of ourselves that needs to be honored. It needs to be released. It needs to be cherished. It needs to know how unique and valuable and special that they are now, to becoming the most vital and vibrant adult that
Adult,
you can be. Does that make
No, it does.
sense? Yeah.
I kind of think of this was, I think, an article I read, but even just now. So, like, in my office, I've got like a full bucket of fidgets and toys. And I think about it, I'm like, not a lot of adults really engage in play, you know? And it makes me think of like all the filters that we as adults like go through of like, am I gonna look weird? Is this the right way to play? Because even videos I've seen of like engaging with like little kids, like, you know, they'll say like, oh, don't color the elephant pink. But that's the adult way. Like, let yourself color the elephant pink. Play, the way you want to play, because play is just so unfiltered and it's fun.
I know. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. You like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. In my journaling practice, what has come up quite a bit is play and well, and letting go, and the opposite of play is like let go of your agenda, let go of the plan, you know, just be willing to sit and play. The other thing that comes up is adventure, because it's a real deep need that I have is to be adventurous and to find novelty and to get dopamine that way. But I mean, like, adventure is important. It's a need that I have. And part of that goes way back into my inner child. And so I really invite you guys, whether you're doing your 90-day challenge or you've been doing this journal for years, I mean, I have. Please, when you are doing that prompt for self-compassion, notice your inner child in that. Notice your younger self. Notice those parts inside of you that have needs. What I have started doing, and I invite you to do the same, and I will say this 1,000 times over, this journal can't be done right or wrong. can only be done wrong if you're not doing it the way that it serves you, right? I've noticed that, like, even sometimes every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days, I change the way I engage with my journal and use the materials that best fits or serves me in that stage or phase of life. So you can't do this right or wrong. Okay. Like, it gives you a template to work from, but that's all it is a structure. It's a template. But when you're engaging that self-compassion part, you might then also list out, so what do I need? And that's what I've started doing, where it says self-compassion. Yes, I spend time in that. I reflect on my inner self and that part of me that needs. And then I say, well, what do I need? And I try to meet that need for that part of myself. It might be my inner child. It might be another part. It might be my adolescent part, which has still a lot of needs. Great. But I want to honor that. I want to honor where they've been, what they endured, how they helped me, preserved me, protected me, allowed me to be what I have become, and release them of burdens, and also say, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to meet this need. And so please think about that. When you get to your daily journal prompt for self-compassion, think about, okay, great. I can offer compassion, but what's the need that's going to really, shape again, like my routine? Because the needs, once I establish them, I can look back at my daily routine and say, well, where do I work that in? What is the priority? How important is that? Like, where do I put play? Where do I put adventure? How do I schedule that? Well, I'm about to go to Europe for 5 weeks. That was one of the ways this year, and not the only way, that I was able to plug in adventure. I was able to discern this through my journaling practice last year. So this year, when I was planning, what does it look like? I was like, well, I'm putting in a lot of adventure because there is a part of me that needs and deserves that. This is the beauty of routine and structure and a bullet journaling practice, guys. And I know that's what we're talking about all season is like, please find this, intriguing, yes, important, yes, but also find it like approachable, accessible, and like very doable one day at a time.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you want to add anything else towards the end?
I think like too, like with talking self-compassion too, we need to look also self-compassion comes in different forms. Me and a client, we talked about this in a session and it was understanding like, maybe there's some yang in that self-compassion of needing to learn, like that's a great way, or setting a boundary, or actually doing the self-care of like going to the doctor. That's a way of showing compassion and care for self, while also having the softness of yin, of let me rest, let me just take a pause of what I'm learning today and let it digest for a moment and see how I can apply it. So there are many ways to apply self-compassion. It's not just one way. And I think going back to what you're saying, like there's no wrong way to do this. It's just discovering what does that look like for you.
And I want to highlight what you just said. It's applied self-compassion. Yes, pause, have a moment of it, but apply it. Applied self-compassion. It really takes honoring what the need is, whether it's rest, healing, rejuvenation, pause, meditation, contemplation, reflection, journaling, whatever it is, it can be applied. Adventure. Maybe you can apply that play. You can apply that connection. You can apply that. So please honor the self-compassion and meet the need. That's huge. That's how we become our whole self. All right, cool. All right, thanks so much for showing up, and we'll see you same time, same place. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.